Hi guys, welcome back to the Rumor Mill here with Rose and Uma. Hi.
What's Gucci? What's up? How you feeling?
You looking real nice there, Mr. Rose. You looking all clean up and
Thank you.
fresh.
Thank you. You know, I try to keep the hairline young. We don't want to be going bald at a certain age, or we never wanted to go bald from a young age. You know, we just, groom nice. You feel me?
Oh, there's waves in the
Clean
back.
up.
Okay, I'm gonna stop. Everybody's probably sitting here like, ew, Uma. But no, honestly, what is it about a guy when he gets, a fresh cut? What is it? Like, I don't know why we as women go so crazy over that.
That's why I try to stay scruffy.
But
I want the genuine love. I don't want no new haircut love. You feel me? I want you to love me nappy and scruffy. Like I was on Ramadan. You feel me?
wow, yeah, that's that real kind of love. Real
You
love.
feel me?
I've been noticing a lot in the community, in the news and stuff about love gone wrong. I mean, it's a big phenomenon in America right now. We have so many shows about, like, what are the some of the shows? You guys know what I'm talking about. How I Got Away with Murder, the X-Files. Like just all these shows focus on love gone wrong, and it makes you wonder, is
The
love
X-Files
wrong?
was a love go wrong show.
No, I'm just there's these new little knockoff shows, and they have like cute names like that, like the X love
Oh,
connection.
the X-Files. Oh, okay. I was just talking about the X-Files were like
No.
okay. My bad.
Okay. You're on YouTube on this one, babe.
I don't know. We Gucci over here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I'm in both, in both views.
Well, my question is to everybody in the room and then also those that are listening and to Rose in particular, what is it about the tragedies of love gone wrong? Is it my imagination? Does it seem like it's really bad right now, or has it always been this toxic? Love gone wrong.
I blame social media for everything. Like, I mean, I'm just saying. It's like it's a contest in love. Like, it's like you might not know this couple, but you try to up them. For what? Like, that's why I said, like, a lot of people be on these podcasts and these little 40-minute podcasts about love and relationships. You really can't take their advice because at the end of the day, no relationship is the same. So that's like the disconnect. I would never say it's a problem. It's just a disconnect. The disconnect is social media. Social media turns relationships into competitions. Can't really love nobody if you were competing with another couple. That's how I feel about it.
I kind of feel like the same way along the same lines, but I feel more that social media is a distraction. So, like, let's say you have a couple that's supposed to be spending time together, but then he's probably on his phone watching sports and she's on her phone watching TikTok videos, and then nobody's really having a conversation or creating deeper bonds and more intimate bonds with each other because it's more like, hey, let's send memes. There's even memes going around about couples that send memes to each other. And even Rose and I have been known to send a couple of memes here and there. So yeah, I think you're right. Social media.
When I'm using the bathroom, I like to send you a meme. I feel like it's appropriate. I'm laughing. I want to share the laugh with my woman.
While
But
you're bathroom.
what I'm saying is just that it's like you gotta find your way to love. You can't be so the reason why I say social media is because you see all these people doing this. Oh, I want a 100%. I don't want to go 50-50. This and that. All these is in. You might not say oh, I'm listening to them, but it's always going your subconscious. So that's why I'm saying, like, you got to really take that out your subconscious and live for your relationship. That's going to make things better. Cow's Gucci.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, one of the biggest love gone wrong stories right now circulating in the communities is P. Diddy. A lot of people are saying that since the Cassie split,
I thought you meant Rob Diddy. Okay.
well, not the
But,
whole world doesn't know about POF drama. The whole world don't know about that. That's small fish
no,
in the pond.
just kidding. Go ahead.
The big fish is P. Diddy and Cassie. And a lot of people are saying since the break with her, it's really the start of the avalanche. Do you feel that that was the case, or it started from way before?
I feel like like we been heard the rumors. Like everybody been heard the rumors about Diddy. Like everybody knew Diddy was kind of sassy. We gonna say that. So like it's just the abuse. Like I guess now it's like 'cause with the LGBTQ and all this stuff going around, it's easier to just be who you want to be. And I feel like Diddy wants to be who he wants to be, but before he been in the industry so long, all these hidden things is coming up about him. Maybe a lot of these things was consensual. I'm not saying the things with Cassie, but with the men and stuff, maybe it was consensual. You never know. The thing I'm saying is just like Diddy has a power problem. It's not really, that's his issue. That's not a love problem. He has a power issue. Like he wants control over everything. You could see it with even with making the band, when he worked with Keyshawn last night, it's a control issue. He demands a certain level of control, and that's how he always been. So like it's messed up, but on another note, I just want to know if it's human trafficking charges that they pressing against Diddy, then okay. If it's not, I still don't believe that home raid with all them cameras and stuff needed to, unless it's human trafficking charges be a thing, because I don't see that going, because if that was Mark Cuban or somebody else, that wouldn't have happened. That's all I'm saying. But
So
I'm not in no support for Diddy. Disclaim.
that part, Mr. Perfect said P. Diddy is a fish. Everyone signed to Bad Boy. Something bad happened to them. Ooh.
Yep. And I like to watch Mace and Cam'ron podcasts, and the other day somebody asked Mace, they was like, yo, Mace, do you regret leaving hip hop? He said, at his high rank where he was at. He said, no. He said, because if I was still in hip hop, I'll probably be Craig Mack. I'll probably be Biggie Smalls. You understand, Kim Porter. He said, I lost a lot of money, but I came back and I got back with Cam. And I made my money back. That's called destiny. Mace knew, Mace had a strong head on his shoulders because a lot of people would have just went with the money. And I never, until like
Yeah.
recently, I never understood why Mace left hip hop. But seeing all this stuff that Diddy's going through now, I understand completely now in hindsight.
Wow. I mean that was powerful for him to say that was his destiny and for him to recognize it, because I think sometimes too in life, right? People go through bad things and they don't learn the lesson. And then they don't realize, look at all the good things that came after that one bad thing, you know? So he was smart enough to say, yeah, that was terrible, but look at what I got now. I rebounded and then I got my health. I'm alive, you know? Mr. Perfect said, but on the other hand, if people knew what he was doing, why didn't no one do anything about it for so many years? That's my question too, because I think about the women. all the women that dated P. Diddy, Jennifer Lopez in particular, if it was known in the community that he was for men, then why would these women date him if it's known? So my other assumption is that it was not known, and is there a possibility that he was not for men?
I believe it was known, but I believe it's people. People compromise themselves for money all the time. That's why they say all money is not good money, right? So with that being said, a lot of people see Diddy as a meal ticket. Diddy was popping for years. The 30 years I've been listening to Biggie. So Biggie is a part of Diddy, so I know he's been popping for 30 years. But the thing is, it's funny because, all right, and this is sort of just in my head, and I don't know if y'all gonna agree with this. Diddy was popping, right, until he wasn't.
Right.
Trump was popping until he wasn't. Until he ran for president, Trump wasn't popping. He never did nothing to nobody. He never really did nothing to nobody. Like really heinous or something like that until he ran for president. So it's kind of funny when you look at these things, how just pay attention to media more often as media controlling these narratives. But at the end of the day, Diddy knew what he was doing. A lot of people knew what Diddy was doing, but I think he ruffled somebody's feathers in the higher ups. And they just say, "Yo, we not protecting you no more. We're gonna let all this stuff out." Cause they, I'm gonna say one thing I learned as being a black man: you could be famous, but 9 times out of 10, they don't let you die, or they don't let you leave without a scandal or something. That's just what I'm saying, and you could go down a long list of people.
That's interesting. I never thought about that.
Like they're gonna tear your name down. That's just me. You understand what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm learning to see. And I'm not, and I don't support nothing of what Diddy is doing. I'm just saying, like, it's almost like what they say, you live long enough to be the villain. You understand what I'm, it's almost just like that.
Wow. So Wilma said the people that dated Diddy or the people that knew Diddy didn't do anything because of blackmail and power over their careers. And Mr. Perfect said he probably paid people hush money. And that's why, and that's probably what it is. I mean, I think about just the regular person who's struggling day to day. We got bills to pay, we got things to fix, food to eat. And then you're around these people that are just soaking in luxury right in front of you, and you're working the set or you're working at the house or whatever, right? And you see a lot of stuff. And if you were to go out there and just talk about it, it's just gossip. It's just, wow, that's what they do. That's wild. But now they're offering you and saying, hey, I'll give you 20,000 to just not say anything you see here. That's a done deal. You know what I'm saying? It's not a matter of morals at that point. And that's probably why people quit too, because they're thinking it's just like a lot of craziness. But then when they start to see, let's just say, allegedly sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, then maybe people will be like, okay, I can't work here anymore. I quit.
This is just like I said, this is you have your rise and you have your fall. It's funny. It's just funny that did he be around a lot of, Caucasian people, and I'm not saying, but like I always say, what happened was Clive Owen, I don't know if he owed Jay Records or something. I think him and Diddy got into a dispute. Because if you Google, you'll find out that the lawyers for Cassie was big lawyers. That's the only reason why it's somebody backing these people that got money. Because the only thing I can say about Diddy is if you was to fight him in court, you will never win because he has the money to keep it going, ongoing, ongoing, on. And these ain't cases to get him arrested. These civil suits that brought out all these stuff. These are just civil suits. They want to get paid for whatever they bring to whatever, yada, yada. So the lawyers that's backing these people, Diddy did something to people that's bigger than Diddy. And that's not coming out. And he's the fall guy. That's how I feel. Not saying he did wrong stuff too, but there's a lot of other people that did wrong stuff. And he's just the fall guy at this time. And I knew all this stuff was coming. Pause when Keefe D started coming out his mouth and start talking. And I knew all this was coming months ago.
Wow. I had no clue. I think I was like the majority of Americans that was sitting there, you know, with their breakfast cereal, shocked. What? P. Diddy, what? Bad Boys for Life? What?
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect said people will sell out their soul for the almighty dollar and then regret it later. And there's probably a lot more stories. I think, yeah, the stories will be leaking. But it's interesting that you said that, you know, there is a possibility, your opinion, that Diddy could have fallen out with somebody higher up. Because I've heard that theory before. If you know, watch the YouTube podcasts and the different podcasts out there, I've heard it in several circles about this is all a chess game and it's multiple levels of chess. And there is like networks and groups and you're part of, you know, a particular line. And if somebody at the top of the line, you know, is in trouble, they don't want to take the fall. So let's snip at the bottom. Who's at the bottom of the line? And if he's really involved in that, which, you know, they say, how do you think so many people get opportunities in Hollywood? It's who you know. It's not what you know. So I feel that, you know, when you
it's who your blow boss.
I wish I had my bell somewhere around here. But I feel that, you know, like if you ever saw a jacket and it had like a loose thread and you pull it and you just think it's just gonna be that one thread, but then you start to really unravel the jacket. I think this is what this situation is. Diddy is not going to be the biggest story in all of this. It's going to be bigger, I feel. I feel we're going to be seeing people and groups coming together that we did not even know, you know, anomaly. So that's what I feel concerning Diddy. I know everybody feels like this is not going to end well, but what do you guys feel is not ending well with Diddy? Like, what do you guys feel is going to be the result? Is it jail? Is it accidental unalivingness?
Allegedly.
Is it him sailing off to an island and living out the rest of his life happily ever after? What do you guys think is going to happen to Diddy? And those of you who are watching live, welcome in. This is the Rumor Mill podcast show here on the Lotus Lounge podcast.
I don't know, because he hasn't been charged with anything yet. He's just been, it's just speculation right now. So until they charge him with something, then I could tell. But right now, I don't know. He might lose. He already lost several business deals. So like I said, destruction. Destruction. I don't know if he's going to go to jail. And I don't know. He should. I'm not going to say he should go to jail, but he should be held accountable for what he did.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, because I don't think anything was against people's will. So that if they do find that, then that's what can take him there.
Oh.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our podcast, the Rumor Mill, for tonight. We did a Diddy special for tonight. And as always, guys, if you like what you hear and you enjoy the podcast with me and Rosé, please drop us a comment Hit the like, subscribe, follow, and definitely share the videos as you see them. Good night from the Rumor Mill.